From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Belgian police have released a photo of a wanted suspect in Tuesday's triple terrorist bombings at the Brussels airport and a subway station that killed at least 34 and wounded more than 200.
Le troisième suspect, vêtu d'une veste claire et portant
Belgian
un chapeau,
federal prosecutor Frederick Van Leeuw said the suspect was wearing a light jacket and hat. He said the man put down a large bag, then left before an explosion. The photo was taken from closed-circuit television showing a man alongside two others who are believed to have been suicide bombers. Police also say they found a bomb, chemicals, and an Islamic State flag in a raid on a house in Brussels. The IS group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's carnage. Two bombs went off at the airport, and a suicide bomber blew himself up about an hour later at the Malbec subway station near European Union headquarters. In Argentina Wednesday, President Obama joined his Argentine counterpart Mauricio Macri in standing in solidarity with Belgium.
We understand the pain they feel viscerally because our countries as well have known the scourge of terrorism.
The U.S. has issued a travel warning to Americans throughout Europe, warning them to use caution at sporting events, tourist sites, restaurants, and on transportation. It advised taking particular care at large festivals on religious holidays. The International Criminal Court Wednesday ordered a senior member of the Lord's Resistance Army to stand trial for crimes committed in Uganda. Dominic Ongwen faces 70 charges, including murder, rape, torture, and recruitment of child soldiers. Ongwen, who surrendered last year, is the only senior LRA member in the court's custody. The militia leader's elusive leader, Joseph Kony, remains at large. This is VOA News. The parties to the conflict in Yemen have agreed to a cessation of hostilities and a new round of peace talks next month. UN Special Envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said Wednesday the truce will begin at midnight local time, April 10th.
I am pleased to announce today that parties to the conflict have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities beginning at midnight on the 10th of April. In advance of the upcoming round of the peace talks, which will take place on the 18th of April in Kuwait.
He said the talks would be based on UN Security Council resolutions, which call for resolving the year-old conflict through political negotiation. More than 6,000 have been killed since a Saudi-led coalition began airstrikes a year ago in support of President Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi, who flew to Riyadh after Iranian-backed Shia Houthi rebels seized the capital Sana'a in 2014. President Obama met Wednesday with Argentina's new leader, Mauricio Macri, at the start of a two-day official visit, the first bilateral visit to Buenos Aires by a U.S. leader in nearly 20 years. Mr. Obama held a joint news conference following their talks. Mr. Macri, who spoke through an interpreter, talked about his hopes for the bilateral relationship.
This visit, Mr. President, has a special meaning for us. We see it as a gesture of affection, friendship, at a time when Argentina is embarking towards a new horizon.
President Macri, who took office in December after a decade of leftist rule, has signaled he wants stronger ties with Washington and other free market economies. The president's visit coincides with the 40th anniversary of a military coup supported by the U.S. Mr. Obama acknowledged U.S. relations with Latin America's dictatorships in the 1970s damaged its image, but he said he hopes the release of long-classified documents about Argentina's so-called dirty war will rebuild trust. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Moscow for talks with President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov on Syria and Ukraine. A U.S. official traveling with Mr. Kerry said he wants to hear how they view the current status of efforts toward a political transition away from Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The official made clear the U.S. position remains Mr. Assad must step down in order for there to be a viable path to peace after 5 years of conflict. U.N. Envoy to Libya Martin Kobler says he's been denied permission to travel to Tripoli for a mission to pave the way for a U.N.-backed unity government to move from Tunis. He's been pressing Libya's rival administrations, one in the West, the other in the East, to accept the unity government created from a December agreement. A South African man found what may be a piece of the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Authorities will examine the debris to determine its origin. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.